Well, more now on the treatment side of the story. Last year, more than 100 people in Denver died of an opioid overdose. Officials responded by offering drug users there a fast track to treatment. John Daly from Colorado Public Radio reports.
Veronica Oberg can easily name a pair of turning points in her life. 6 years ago, she was living and working in Salt Lake City.
I got into a car accident. I was sitting at a red light and got rear-ended by two vehicles. And I broke my back or herniated it in five places.
Oberg, who's now 36, soon got addicted to opioid painkillers.
The doctor that I went to had me on Dilaudid, Soma, Xanax, Oxycodone.
Later, she began doing clerical work for the same doctor, but he got busted for running a pill mill. She ended up unemployed and turned to the black market to treat her pain.
I lost everything in a matter of 2 months after starting heroin.
Heroin addiction sent her into a tailspin. She bounced around the U.S. and ended up living on the streets of Denver. Then, on Halloween last year, turning point number two, she overdosed in a bathroom at the local library. Paramedics used the overdose reversal drug naloxone to bring her back. They took Oberg to the ER at Denver Health.
It saved my life.
That's because the hospital was able to do something for Oberg they couldn't just a few months earlier. Now they could treat her for the overdose in the ER and start her medically assisted drug treatment immediately in a new clinic just down the hall.
Today we are here to officially kick off the new space for the treatment on demand services.
A new Denver Mayor Michael Hancock took a tour recently. Before this, a patient like Oberg coming to the ER having overdosed or in withdrawal would get treated for their most serious symptoms, then get a referral to a drug treatment clinic at another location. Jennifer Nagger with Denver Health says that process could take as long as 3 weeks.
I think most would slip through the cracks. I mean, they were big cracks.
Nagger, a licensed social worker, helps run the Modest Clinic, which has several patient spaces with treatment chairs and privacy curtains. A therapist encourages patients to enroll on the spot in drug treatment. Nagger says then they can get psychotherapy and medications like buprenorphine that are used to treat substance use disorders.
If they're in withdrawal, they can start medication same day. We're paged, and within an hour, one of the behavioral health providers, one of the licensed therapists, presents, meets with the patient, and connects them to next day care.
Last year, Denver Health's emergency department treated more than 900 people who had overdosed or were in withdrawal. Dr. Scott Simpson, medical director for the hospital's psychiatric emergency services, says since December, the new pilot program has already treated well over 100 patients. Still, he says, treating addiction is tricky.
So at the heart of the disease of addiction is ambivalence. People struggle with whether or not they want to be sober, whether they want to keep using.
Having services right there after an overdose helps change that equation for patients. It makes them more likely to follow through and try to get clean. Simpson says with the new program, patients are showing up for treatment next day at a much higher rate than before. 76% of the patients are coming back the next day.
When people begin even contemplating a change, we need to be ready to catch them and help them make that change.
Denver is committing $430,000 this year for on-call therapists to catch patients ready for the change.
Having a hospital here to help when you overdose. Mm-hmm. I overdosed and I don't even know who found me when it happened.
Back at the Treatment on Demand clinic, Veronica Oberg marvels at how far she's come.
I think it's awesome. Like, I'm looking around in this room and they're making it comfortable and the people here seem to care. And when you're an addict on the street, nobody cares. You just feel alone and you feel like...
Oberg says she's still in treatment and has now been sober more than 100 days.
I'm clean now. I mean, it amazes me. I'm happy.
Oberg is now looking to line up housing and trying to find a job. And she says it all happened because she could get help right when she was ready. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly.